proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. Today we conclude our series about the devil and his works. Christians need to remember that neither the devil nor his demons can possess them, that is to say, actually control their thoughts and actions. Why? In the fourth chapter of John's first epistle, he declared that, quote, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world," unquote. He was referring to the Holy Spirit, who indwells every believer. The Holy Spirit, as the third person of the triune Godhead, has greater power than the devil possesses. In light of this, how should Christians deal with the devil? The Bible tells them how to do this. Christians need first to acknowledge the reality of the devil's existence. Jesus Christ certainly did. According to John chapter 8, for example, he told a group of Jews, quote, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do," unquote. The Lord further described the devil as being, quote, "a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him," unquote. Christians also ought to recognize the devil's role that he plays with regard to this present world. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul alluded to Satan as, quote, "the god of this world, blinding the minds of unbelievers," unquote. The apostle also, in Ephesians 2, labeled the devil as, quote, "the prince of the power of the air," unquote, identifying Satan as, quote, "the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience," unquote. Christians need to regard the devil as a defeated foe. The narratives found in Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28 depict the devil as having already fallen under divine judgment, a fact which Jesus Christ confirmed in the 16th chapter of John's Gospel. Christians should recognize that God has placed parameters or limits upon the devil's power. The events described in the first two chapters of the book of Job illustrated that the devil cannot inflict harm upon a believer beyond those limits which God has already set. Christians ought to keep alert, lest they fall into one of the devil's traps. In 1 Peter chapter 5, that apostle warned his readers, quote, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour," unquote. Paul instructed his protege Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 to teach his opponents, quote, "that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will," unquote. Christians need to resist the devil. One way to accomplish that task involved the ability to deploy God's word against him. As we saw in our last session, Jesus Christ utilized that method when he confronted the devil in the wilderness. As Paul put it in 2 Timothy chapter 2, believers must, quote, "study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth," unquote. Another method for resisting the devil entails applying the spiritual armor which God has provided. In the sixth chapter of the book of Ephesians, Paul listed each item of this panoply, armor which will enable Christians to, quote, "stand against the wiles of the devil," unquote. In conclusion, the Bible reveals that the devil possesses great power. However, God possesses even greater power. Those who trust in God need not fear the devil, nor need they fear his power. Instead, believers should remember that God has already judged the devil and will execute sentence upon him. The devil is a defeated foe. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.